In another story on the intersection of environmental issues and state politics, a citizens group that has opposed wind development in the Western Mountains must overhaul its board of directors and implement other reforms as part of a settlement with Maine Attorney General Janet Mills. Mills launched an investigation of Friends of Maine's Mountains over the group's handling of a legal dispute with developer Saddleback Ridge Wind. As Jay Field reports, Friends of Maine's Mountains says it will abide by the Attorney General's demands so it can continue operating.
In late 2010, Saddleback Ridge Wind had proposed building a 12-turbine development in the mountains near Carthage, Maine. Friends of Maine's Mountains, concerned about noise and visual impacts, opposed the project. So did nearby landowners, including Rand Stowell, the group's president and a member of its five-person board of directors. Another board member, Chris O'Neill, served as a consultant to the organization, conducting initial negotiations with the Saddleback group on behalf of FMM and Stowell.
This went back and forth for quite some time.
As part of an initial deal, FMM and Stowell agreed to drop a lawsuit against Saddleback in exchange for a cash payment. But a little over a year ago, the FMM board voted to abandon the agreement. Then the executive committee, comprised of Stowell and O'Neill, moved to overhaul the board's makeup. Two members were removed and a third was replaced after a new board member, handpicked by Stowell and O'Neill, was brought on. The reconstituted Friends of Maine's Mountains then moved to approve a settlement with Saddleback that benefited O'Neill and Stowell financially. At that point, O'Neill says one of FMM's enemies filed a conflict of interest complaint with the Attorney General's office.
The Attorney General is compelled to look into the complaint. She did, and, you know, we do note that the, you know, the settlement says that they don't have allegations or charges, but opinions that things could be done better. And we don't disagree with those opinions entirely.
As part of its settlement with the AG, FMM has 4 months to recruit and elect four new board members. O'Neill must resign as a member of the board. Stowell can remain on the board, but can't serve as an officer at FMM for the next 2 years. The group must also agree to revise its bylaws to eliminate the executive committee of the board, and it must also adopt a conflict of interest policy governing financial transactions and submit it to the Attorney General for review and approval.
When you're dealing with the Attorney General of the state of Maine, one is not well advised to pick a fight. We said, yes, we agree. Let's move forward. We don't need you breathing down our necks.
Rand Stowell did not return a call for comment by airtime. For MPBN News, I'm Jay Field.